Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, chosen generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glass.
And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Good to have you. I want you to listen to this clip.
I ain't even gonna name the people that I know that's up in the Kenosha trial. But there's cameras in there. Yep. It's definitely cameras up in there, and there's definitely people taking pictures of the juries and everything like that. We know what's going on. So we need the same results, man. We need the same results. Justice for Dante Wright, justice for Austin. I ain't even gonna name the people that I know that's up in Kenosha.
Folks, that is Cortez Rice, and Cortez Rice is the nephew of George Floyd, and he is saying that he has evidence and is gathering evidence, getting these communications from jurors in Wisconsin in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Now, there's a Twitter post that talks about a Wisconsin Class 1 felony, 946.64, communicating with jurors. My guest, David Chisokas, is our constitutional attorney. He's also a former prosecutor. We want to talk about the Rittenhouse case. We also are going to be talking about the letter that was delivered by Congress to Merrick Garland demanding an explanation for a whistleblower. And let me read this to you. We have now received a disclosure from a department whistleblower calling into question the accuracy and completeness of your testimony. The whistleblower provided an FBI email dated October 20, the day before your testimony, and sent on behalf of the FBI's Assistant Director for the Counterterrorism Division and the Assistant Director for the Criminal Division. The email, which is enclosed, referenced your October 4 directive to the FBI to address school board threats and notified FBI personnel about a new threat tag created by the Counterterrorism and Criminal Divisions. The email directed FBI personnel to apply this new threat tag to all investigations and assessments of threats specifically directed against school board administrators, board members, teachers, and staff. The email articulated the purpose as scoping this threat on a national level and providing an opportunity for comprehensive analysis of the threat picture for effective engagement with law enforcement partners at all levels. And what is a threat? We are going to vote you out. David Chisokas is my guest. David, it seems that we have a lot of unlawful things going on here.
Yeah, a lot of unlawful things going on. Certainly the whole situation regarding the potential doxing of the jurors is certainly frightening, because of course then that descends into a little mob. In terms of what impact that may or may not have on trial depends upon, frankly, whether or not the jurors are aware of these things and these threats. There's certainly people in the Twitterverse that says they, you know, there's a U.S. Marshal that says, you know, that they're investigating these kinds of things, but we don't know whether or not the jurors are aware of this situation. But so we'll just have to wait and find out. It's bad enough when there's lawless people on the street. But perfectly honest with you, it looks like the prosecutors against Kyle for the state of Wisconsin have been at least as lawless as anybody else during the course of this situation. There's a brand new motion to have a mistrial declared with prejudice. That means that they would not be able to re-prosecute Kyle, because of the, if you follow the trial, the linchpin for the prosecution has been this drone video, which allegedly shows him shows Rittenhouse pointing his gun at I forget the names, but this other couple, and that gave them the ability to get what they call a provocation instruction to the jury. But the new motion filed overnight says that the video quality given to the defense was not the same as the video quality that the prosecution showed in the courtroom. I forget the megapixels, but it was like 3.2 megapixels quality for that the defense got, and 11.2 of the video that was shown in the courtroom. So they're not, they showed evidence in the courtroom that they didn't share with the defense. And it's essentially the linchpin of the whole case. And that's an extremely serious violation of both professional ethics and, of course, Mr. Rittenhouse's constitutional rights to what they call Brady material, because apparently the quality video allows for a better vision of what sees, and apparently in the quality video, it's quite clear that Rittenhouse wasn't pointing his gun at anybody the way they were able to argue because of the messy video that they presented in the first place. This is, wow. As a prosecutor, as a member of the bar, as an attorney, this is as much disturbing.
Let me hone in on what you said there, David. As I understood it, the video that they presented blurred, and they attempted to make the argument that Rittenhouse had somehow pointed his weapon at this couple, and that was the justification for the response from the couple, wherein the actual video with the corrected number of pixels and clarity clearly shows that Rittenhouse never pointed his weapon at this couple. Subsequently, the defense's or the prosecution's argument falls flat based on the video evidence.
That's exactly correct, and they did not present the actual quality video until after the evidence was closed. Essentially, the trial and the arguments were done. This borders on criminal, if I might say so. Just really, really disturbing, and I would suggest that there's some other things where the prosecutors walked up to the edge and were admonished by the court. There was still a pending motion for a mistrial with prejudice. But this really, frankly, if it's as it says in the defense motion, should in fact cause the dismissal, because that is the only, I mean, that is why they got what they call a provocation instruction, which really muddies up the waters.
Well, because their main witness stated on the stand that Rittenhouse didn't react to him. This is the guy, the one that survived that got shot in the arm. That he pointed his gun at Rittenhouse, approached him pointing his gun at Rittenhouse, and that was the point at which Kyle reacted to a gun being pointed at him.
Oh, that's exactly right. Regarding that Gage Grosskreutz, of course, he says he in fact admitted that he pointed his gun at Rittenhouse's head before he got shot. So that one's easy. That's kind of easy. But if you back all the way up to Rosenbaum,
yes,
and if I remember correctly, this other couple's name was Szymanski, and allegedly the video shows Rittenhouse pointing his gun at Szymanski, but it's blurry because of the reduction in the quality
of the video. Sure, that was presented to the defense when in fact the prosecution had a better quality video that clearly exonerates Rittenhouse, the defendant.
Yeah, the idea of the provocation defense is he pointed his gun at somebody, and because he pointed his gun at somebody, the balance of the attacks against him, he cannot claim self-defense. And it's crucial to the, and they actually presented false evidence, at least that's the motion that was filed overnight. What? And it's the linchpin of their whole argument.
Right, right. From the legal perspective, then the other side to this is very clearly, I mean, there's no question from witnesses who have come forward that have been there talking about how there are individuals outside of the courthouse that are yelling loud enough to be heard in the courthouse, threats against the jury should they acquit Rittenhouse.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue, and whether or not that, you know, it's accurate in terms of the jurors. No, and I certainly don't know what security has been given to jurors otherwise, because they're not sequestered; they've been going to and from home.
And absolutely.
You know, so they're not. I don't know what other kinds of security they've been given, or what other circumstances, and whether or not people are yelling at them when they're in their cars or following them home. I don't. There's no reporting on any kind of juror harassment in or around the court. So to the extent that the jury is aware of these things, certainly has an impact on whether a mistrial would be declared. But a mistrial being declared because of undue influence on outside sources against the jury is not the same as a mistrial declared for prosecutorial misconduct.
And what you're talking about is just one, because last week when we were talking, you were talking about, you know, again, relative to the idea that we are entitled to a Fifth Amendment defense. Rittenhouse was advised by his counsel after the events took place not to speak to anyone relative to that. And that was something that the judge had said is off limits. You cannot use someone's Fifth Amendment right and then superimpose the concept that, well, because they were not speaking to law enforcement, that means they must have been guilty. And yet this prosecutor, in his cross-examination, attempted to put that into the record.
That's exactly right. No, he made an inference, and he asked a question about two Rittenhouse to the extent is he couched it in. Oh well, this is the first time you're having the opportunity to tell your side of the story, which the implication is, of course, he chose to exercise his Fifth Amendment right for the last year and a half, and that is utterly off limits. It's been off limits since Gideon versus Wainwright and Miranda versus Arizona about 60 some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not anything new, and that was on the edge. But if they actually literally tampered with evidence, that's even worse.
Right.
I mean, it was bad. He tried to hint at it, but tampering with evidence is just obscene.
Now, I want to, when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about the FBI being weaponized against parents who are stepping up at school board meetings to insist that school boards and that schools stop propagating hate and other perversions against their children. We'll be back to talk about that right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here. David Shostokas is our guest. Well, folks, there is a memo that is out, or a correspondence that is out, that clearly shows from Congress a letter directly to Merrick Garland demanding an explanation as to why an FBI whistleblower has produced the document, a joint message from Criminal Investigation Division and Counterterrorism Division, and I'm looking at a copy of it. And it basically is from a Carlton Peoples to FBI Sachs, CCing Jay Greenberg and Calvin Shivers and Brian Cohen and so on and so on. Guidance, threat to violence against school administrators, unclassified. But it is a copy of the memo that is discussed in this letter. David, this is the armament of the Federal Bureau of Investigation against parents for expressing the constitutional right to redress government and the quote-unquote threats of violence that they refer to are something as simple as, hey, you know what? We're going to vote you out. We're going to vote you out for what you're doing to our kids. That is their idea of a threat of violence. That sounds to me like normal, protected, constitutional free speech.
It sounds like regular what politics ought to be. You're exactly right. Beyond all, how horrible it sounds in terms of what they're trying to do. They just don't have any authority anyway. You know, they have no, there's something called the police powers that are exercised for the health and safety of the people that belong to the states. There is no authority for the federal government to patrol school board meetings. You know, as an example of that, you know, generally speaking, there's supposed to be some connection to interstate commerce for the Congress to act or give, for the federal government to act. A few years back, there was a federal law prohibiting gun possession within 500 feet of a school. The Supreme Court said, you know, that has absolutely nothing to do with interstate commerce. You have no authority to be doing that. And this falls in the same category. They just simply don't have any authority. However horrible the memo is, and et cetera, just the thought that they are, in fact, in violation of the Constitution because they don't have any authority to exercise over local school boards or even the conduct within the school board meeting would indicate to me that, you know, they are just as lawless as the as now the prosecutor in the Rittenhouse case.
Well, another piece is just to throw this in and get your thoughts on too is the NSBA, the National School Board Association, by their own admission and that of the White House, was coordinating with the White House in order to basically put this in place and arm the FBI as a political arm. This is very similar to what we watched the FBI do in its assault on James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, where all the evidence seems to point to that this had to do with the diary of the daughter of the president. Yeah. And there's no evidence that Veritas or James O'Keefe did anything illegal. And in fact, several weeks before this breaking down his door of his home happened, that he had already gone to law enforcement and turned in the item saying, I don't know whose this is or what this is or if this is even real, but we determined via our legal counsel that we aren't going to do anything to report on it, which we could because that's what investigative journalism is, and it was provided by a whistleblower who found it, but we're not going to. We're giving it to you to return to whoever its rightful owner is.
You're absolutely right. Now, these people who are lawless in the White House are utilizing the federal law enforcement authorities as like their personal errand boys, even if it's simply with threats. You know, in terms of the coordination, NSBA. You know, if NSBA wants to, try and sell, their policy and try and get the help. That's who should turn that down, though.
Right.
Is in fact the federal government. They should have got a letter back that says, listen, we have no authority to send an FBI agent into a local school board meeting or investigate local school boards. I suggest you call your state attorney, your district attorney, your county attorney, whatever your local law enforcement is. To in fact investigate whatever complaints you may have, what's going on there. That should have been the response, not to sick the counterterrorism unit of the FBI on citizens exercising their First Amendment rights.
Because to do that, David, is to suggest that parents are somehow a coordinated national terror organization. Think about that for a minute, folks. You're the parent of a child who communicates with your school about concerns you have regarding their education. And so because of that, you have now joined, according to these memos and this concept, a national domestic terrorist organization entity. And yet the director of the FBI can't see clear that Antifa is in fact a terrorist organization, nor the BLM. Folks, it's scary. All right, more to come. Thank you, David.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.